Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how you doing today?
Hello, how are you doing? It's 11 o'clock in the morning where I am, and I've just had a big omelette.
you've taken on the persona of your French character you've created then, making your omelette.
Yes, omelette. I don't know what you're talking about, Chris.
I'll tell you what everyone else. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but Pete Donaldson has released a little cheeky reaction video, reacting to the 12 things not to do in Japan video, the video that everyone and their mum has reacted to, including Ryotaro, and now Pete Donaldson. He thought he'd be clever. He took on a disguise as a Frenchman. The video is called Real Frenchman Responds to Abroad in Japan, 12 Things Not to Do. And it's actually doing pretty well. 64,000 views, Pete, on YouTube. Well done.
Well,
what's the secret?
Look. A popular YouTuber constantly tweeting and plugging it so that my video takes over everybody else's crappier reaction videos. I mean, that is what I would say if I was the French man in question. That's what I would say if I was the French man in question. But of course, I'm not. I have seen the video. He's very dashing. His French is excellent, and he's definitely not reading off the screen of Google Translate. And he seems to have a lot of people giving him a lot of props for his French. He doesn't have.
I knew there was Google Translate happening, given you're wearing sunglasses. But I am so happy, right? I want this video to do better than Ryotaro's video, right? So you've got 64,000 right. views. His okay. video, you released this 2 days ago. Ryotaro's came out a week ago, and his has got 83,000. So you're very close. You're within touching distance. And I want to topple him because you achieved in 2 minutes what he struggled to do in 11.
But the difference is, Chris, if I had made it 10 minutes, that would have helped me get over the 5,000 hours of streaming I've got to get before I can monetize my channel. So that's why people make longer videos, it seems.
It is. And also, when you hit 10 minutes, you get to put more adverts come on your videos. So I think it's 8 minutes these days. Okay. So 8 minutes is the one to go for. Right. I don't know how you would have been able to stretch the concept to 11 minutes. It started to fall apart by the end.
There were more bits, but my video camera stopped recording. So there's that as well. Me being bad at what I was trying to do. I mean, that is what I would say if I was the Frenchman in question. No further
Absolutely.
Questions. Thank you.
But if you want to go and see what this Frenchman looks like, which is just Pete Donaldson in a wig, go to the YouTube channel. I review planes now. Go and check it out, or just check out Twitter because we've reposted it there. It's doing well.
Look, I mean, I, if I was the French man in question, which I'm not, I made that very, very, very clear. I looked into the environment, the village industry that is reacting to Chris Broad's, 12 things not to do in Japan or whatever videos. And I decided to trump them all by being shorter, more succinct, more pithy, Not pithy. What's this? What's succinct?
And just more French. I don't think I've had a real French person react to an Abroad in Japan video. So this is a first.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
It's the next best thing.
Just get the Frenchman. But yeah, there's a lot of absolutely terrible reaction videos, and I think it deserved better, quite frankly. Deserves a bit more work, a bit more industry. People just they sit there, they do a quick time record on the screen, and they just pause the video. That's just lazy talk.
Couldn't disagree with you, Pete. Couldn't disagree with you more. I can feel right.
Frenchman.
It's worrying.
Agree.
It's a strange world we live in.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. But well done. Go and check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Go and see Pete at his best. And hopefully you're on the path to monetization as well. Shouldn't be that much more, right? You must be
there soon. Three more years. I mean, I released one a video a year, so three more years should get me over the threshold. Yeah, cool.
It is once a year, isn't it? Bloody hell.
Yeah,
I've got terrible. Set your calendars back. Get ready for one more year. Now, last week, or I think it was last week, Natsuki revealed he's releasing some sort of spray for his face. Mm. We debated what he was going to call it, right? What did he want to call it? It was bounce spray, wasn't it?
Bounce spray
for your face that makes your face look better and have more elasticity, to quote Natsuki. And I ridiculed him and I gave him some names like Eternal Spray. And you guys, we asked you guys for some help to get some brand names. Jesse Fowler says you should call it Springboard to Youth. not so sure about that one. Ian says Spring Chicken because you can let him think it's because it will make your skin spring. And it's a popular English phrase for someone youthful. But some folks have disagreed with my mocking of the phrase bounce spray. Emily says, hey, Chris and Pete, love the channel, love the podcast, been listening for years. My first time commenting, I felt very strongly moved by an egregious error you made. Bounce is a great name for Natsuki's product. I couldn't believe you were knocking it. I tried to ignore it, but I think you brought it up in two separate occasions. I personally use a face serum called Super Bounce, and I'm a relatively savvy, stylish millennial who uses bougie face products to ward off aging. So he should definitely go with Bounce or another youthful sounding word, not Eternal, because that sounds suspiciously like something my mum would use. Thank you for the wonderful content, Emily. What do you think, Pete?
I agree with it. Look, I don't use a lot of skincare. I really should, but my skin's rather oily, so I always just assume that if I put anything that's going to moisturise my face, I'm just going to look like a pizza. So I try not to put anything on my face because I've got quite an oily face. So yeah, anyone who actually uses those products and they've got an eye and they think that Natsuki's idea is a good one, I completely agree. I completely agree. And again, bounces that kind of slightly Japanese English, kind of like bad English kind of vibe to it. And Chris, did you see the new J-League slogans for a couple of – I don't know whether I sent you these. Shimizu S-Pulse this season. Every single year,
right.
Soccer teams in the J-League 1 and 2, they come up with like a phrase or a mission statement, if you know what I mean. It's only a couple of words usually, and very much like every other Japanese company, they ask an English person, and the English person gives them three or four options, and they ignore them and just go with any old batshit word that they've found in the dictionary. So Shimizu S Pulse, you know, you can buy this on a T-shirt. Penetrate.
Just oh no!
Less penetrate.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, God.
And and Daegu last season, their slogan was "Size doesn't matter."
What?
Just enjoyable.
There's a worrying consistency. Worrying consistency to these names, though, isn't there?
What?
Penetrate. Why did they choose that word?
I don't. Well, I mean, I presume it's penetrating the defense, but it just looks like You're a man on a mission, let's say.
Sounds like the sort of slogan you'd get for a Tenga, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's been mainly the memes that have been coming. So their new sponsor is Tenga, Penetrate, et cetera, but Yokohama FC have got one called Record the Blue.
Well, I like that one. Sounds worryingly good.
And there's a team about Chiba, I think, who have gone with a bone in Chiba. Not a clue. A bone in Chiba. Yeah, a bone, like a dog's bone.
A bone in Chiba. It reminds me of A Brown in Japan, that joke rip-off channel someone made a few weeks ago. But, well, there you go, J-League. if there's ever a reason for me to get into the J League, it's just for the silly slogans they slap on the shirts. It's the only reason for me. But nice one. I've eaten too much yakitori before I came on here.
Oh, he's been jamming down the yakitori with a bit of salt on it. Lovely old job.
The city of Sendai has now got this, we've got this app called Walt, and it's like you can order food. And it's become very dangerous because I don't think outside of Tokyo we have Uber Eats, but we've got Walt, W-O-L-T, this like Finnish app. And it just means I can order food to my apartment now, and it's got very dangerous, very out of hand, very quickly. And I've just been sitting on my desk editing, eating loads of food. Normally, right, I'd have to go for a walk and have to go somewhere and actually work for my food or make an effort because we know I can't cook. I can't cook anything but omelets. And so now that I can order this sort of actual really good food from restaurants on my phone to my apartment, it's all a bit worrying. And I don't know what to do, Pete. How do I stop it?
The problem with ordering food is you're presented with this massive menu that you don't have to carry home yourself, and you're like, oh, I like this, I like this, I like this, I like this, and it's just like it never stops. And I'm a person who, whenever it comes to like Chinese food and stuff like that, I always overeat, and I always overeat, and I've always got leftovers the next day.
It's a dangerous thing. Like I was initially like really happy about it, but I'm worried now, the way things are going. I've spent so much money on this app, just buying food. And I think it's not good. But the yakitori was exceptional. It's the thing is, you can't really cook yakitori at home, right? Skewered chicken, skewered beef, whatnot. You can't really do it outside of restaurants. So it's a nice way around that. Good old
Get yourself a little barbecue sorted.
Get a barbecue. Sit out on my frozen snowy balcony and bash out some yakitori.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, dear. Now, this week, I found a really crazy story, and it's something I've always wondered about. You know how taxi drivers are, Pete, in Japan, how they're really good at their job. Yeah, it's quite expensive, but they wear gloves, and they're very professional, right? And I've always wondered, if you get in a taxi in Japan, what is the furthest you could go, right? Like, if you got in it, how far do you think you can go? If you just sort of said, take me to Hokkaido, if you got one in Tokyo, like, would they actually drive you to Hokkaido? And
I reckon they probably would, you know. I reckon that wherever you wanted to go, I want to go from Tokyo. I reckon they probably would eventually. And they'd probably, you know, they wouldn't demand to sort of stay in a hotel or anything. They'd just keep going.
Very stoic taxi drivers in Japan, right? But it was a ridiculous situation. On the 17th of January, the Tottori Prefectural Police Department arrested a woman in her 40s for taxi fraud. Basically, a woman got into a taxi in Yokohama, just in the Tokyo area, and said to the taxi driver, take me to the Tottori Sand Dunes. Now, for those of you who don't know, the distance between the Tottori Sand Dunes and Yokohama, I don't know how far it is. I think it's about 500 kilometers. It's pretty damn far. For whatever reason, the taxi driver thought, yes, I'm going to do this. And he drove her. And bear in mind, she got in the taxi at 2:30 a.m. in the morning. There's a good chance she might have been a little inebriated, but nevertheless, he drove her. And he got there, I think, about 7 or 8 hours later. And the bill came to 236,000 yen, about $2,300. And then when it came to asking for the money, after 8 hours of driving to Tottori, he was like, where's the money then? And she went, what money? And then she didn't pay. She just decided not to pay. And he had to take her to the police station. Now, what the hell happened, Pete? What do you think happened?
Maybe she thought that the Tottori Sand Dunes was a bar, or she was just very upset and she needed to. I mean, has she made it clear why she needed to be at the sand dunes at that particular moment?
We didn't get that far with the police report.
No.
It's pretty much a unsolved mystery, fill in the gaps scenario, because we've got the situation. We haven't really got the end result. We know she went that far, 8 hours in a taxi. We know the taxi bill was 230,000 yen. We don't know why she went. And. Which is the house.
I cannot believe that she. Would that be a decent fare for the driver? Because like drivers always make it very clear, painfully clear, if you're not in a in a black cab. To be fair, sometimes in a black cab they make it very clear that they don't want to go like south of the river at night, etc. that certainly used to be the case. So probably a bit nicer after Uber's got involved. But they make it very clear that longer journeys don't really pay the bills. It's the short ones, the little short ones around. Lots of little short ones around. The long one. So will that be a good payday for him? I can't really tell, to be honest.
Well, if she'd paid, it would have been a great payday.
It does depend on the person actually paying for the service that they've wanted. So yeah, I don't know why she wanted to be there, but look, it's lovely waking up in front of the sea, isn't it?
I mean, Yokohama is on the sea, though. Tottori's the other side of Japan. I think with 650 kilometres, right, I think the toll roads are going to be about $200, slap on fuel. Maybe that's another $200. So that's a $400 journey. And then he's got to come all the way back again. Imagine that. You've just taken a person. You've driven for 8 hours to the bloody sand dunes in Tottori. The person doesn't pay. And then you've got to drive all the way back to Yokohama. The insult.
You're basically hanging a right at Osaka, aren't you, and just going up that that little motorway, the 176. So it's just
right at Osaka.
And also, so you park up in Hamasaka, whatever, the camping ground. I'm looking at the map. I mean, this is not off the top of my head. I wasn't part of the situation. Yanagizaya camping ground, and then you know. There's a lot of sand dunes trying to hide in. So she could have just ran away and burrowed into the sand or something.
Burrowed into the sand?
Yeah, just burrowed into the sand. It would have been brilliant.
I don't know what you do when you go down the beach, Pete, but...
just burrow into the sand, mate. Just burrow it, hide.
Seriously, I'd like to find out more. I'm going to keep an eye on this story, though, because it's a sort of story where you want to know what happened. It feels like a premise for a good short film. just fill in the blanks, fill in the gaps.
Yeah,
what do you think happened, ladies and gentlemen? Let us know. Let us know in the Broad Japan podcast. We've got another story this week. I know you're into your... Hey, wait a minute. Do you like VR games, Pete? Are you into VR or are you still on the fence?
I bought from Cash Converters I think it was Oculus Rift 1 back in the day, a few years ago. And then I think I got a PSVR. So I've flirted with it, but to be honest, it makes me feel a bit motion sick. And also, I never had the room to enjoy it really. So yeah, it's an incredible thing. Apparently there's an Indiana Jones game coming up pretty soon.
I'm excited. It's going to be well good. I did play on the... I've always been a skeptic to VR. I think I tried the original Oculus and I also just got sick. It wasn't my thing. But I did play the Oculus Quest 2 not that long ago around a friend's house. Right. And I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't feel motion sickness. It felt worryingly realistic. And it was the Star Wars game where you fight Darth Vader. I think I nearly smashed his TV, like waving around, but it would have been worth it to defeat Darth Vader. But it's pretty cool. I'm still not sold on it entirely, but I think I might finally have a game that might swing it. Are you aware of Ichiran, the restaurant, the ramen restaurant?
Oh, no. No,
you don't
I'm
know
not
Ichiran?
Actually. No,
you don't
I don't
know Ichiran.
Think so,
are you sure?
Have you taken me one? If you've not taken me to one.
Well, I'm not really an Ichiran fan. I'm a fan of Ippudor. But Ichiran's kind of like the touristy ramen shop that you see people queuing outside of in Ueno. And it's really popular, mainly with tourists, though. And the reason is Ichiran is a noodle restaurant where you can customize your bowl of noodles, like every aspect of it. The thickness of the noodles, the amount of like garlic you have in the broth, the strength of the broth. You can customize everything. And that's kind of why I don't like it and why a lot of my Japanese friends don't like it, because you kind of, in Japan, you sort of leave it to the chef, right? You don't have things your own way. It's not like a big Whopper at Burger King where you can get it your own way. Like you actually kind of... You want the chef to do their thing and make it as good as they can.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, cook it
it's really popular
thing with stuff like that.
Mm. But Ichiran, really big deal, really big popular restaurant. They've developed a VR game where you can pretend that you work at Ichiran. And the aim of the game is to deliver the speediest service where you've got to basically cook and prepare a bowl of ramen within 15 seconds and serve it to the customer. Is this something that excites you, Pete? The idea of working at a ramen restaurant?
Sounds cracking. Sounds absolutely cracking.
It's 1,400 yen. It's about 15 quid.
As long as I don't burn myself. I must admit, I did prep a bit of chicken for some. There's like this in Sainsbury's. I was at Waitrose, wherever it was, posh supermarket for my money. They had a little kind of ramen kit. So I'm going to be experiencing my own Ippudo ramen fantasies tonight.
Ippudo ramen fantasies. You're going to prepare your own ramen?
I'm going to prepare my own ramen. I'll send you a picture.
Oh, wow.
Oh, actually, I've not got eggs. I've only got one egg. So we're having half an egg each.
And you've got a tea stain it, don't forget. You've got to stain it like tea.
Oh,
in tea.
God, what a pin in get the arse.
I'm not holding out hope for a photo, though. I'm still waiting on the the photo of the samurai sword. I've still... David,
oh,
you've got
send you
one.
It?
You've,
no,
I've
sorry.
Got nothing.
I've taken a few pictures with it, so...
Get it on Twitter for us all to see. You're spending your time making videos for Frenchman when we should be seeing photos of samurai swords. But if you want to check out the game, guys, it's called Counterfeit Ichiran. apparently, one of the selling points is you get to go behind the scenes of Ichiran, which I'm not really sure why that's a great selling point. But you've got to try and get the ramen done in 15 seconds with the original spicy sauce in the iconic Arita porcelain. And I don't think I'm going to play it, but might be another way to while away the hours while you wait to return to Japan.
Talk to your fellow ramen creators, the office politics that when you're dicking about with ramen. Oh, dear.
Dicking about with ramen. Oh, man. But no, seriously, do go to Ippudo if you come to Japan, folks. Ippudo is just so much better. You didn't hear it from me, though. People get very defensive about Ichiran. I remember I slagged it off once. I said something bad about it, and oh boy, I got a lot of hate. People have a cult fascination with Ichiran. I think it's because if you visit Japan, it's like the one ramen shop you will definitely go to because they're everywhere.
Right.
So everyone goes to it, and everyone loves it. And it's not bad, right? It's not terrible. But once you've traveled the country and had other ramen, better ramen, you'll notice the difference. You'll see that it doesn't live up to the hype, in my view. Could be wrong, right? I'm wrong about a lot of things, I think.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
This week at Sukarnov.
Me and Luke have been whiling away the lockdown with our usual nonsense on the Luke and Pete Show. Here's a quick taste of the kind of challenges we've been setting for ourselves.
Give us any nation and I'll tell you why they're dirty.
All right, I'll do it now.
Italy. Yeah. It looks like a sexy boot.
There's also a brand new episode of On the Continent, your weekly guide to the sublime and frequently ridiculous in European football. Find it over on Football Ramble Presents every Thursday.
Neymar's responded to this in kind that they forgot to tell you how to win titles. Then Alvaro has responded with a picture of Pelé with three World Cups going in the eternal shadow of the king.
This reminds me of Stormzy and Wiley. The spots that they have.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
Now we turn our attention to the fax machine. What have we got this week, Mr. Donaldson, in the fax machine?
We've got a message from, let's have a look. Hang on. Don't pass the news. Pass the news. There we go. Sam, who ends the email with a disgusting bit of wordage. Hello, Chris, my second favourite broad, and Pete, my favourite Donaldson. My girlfriend and I will be flying to Australia over Christmas and New Year with JAL. Our return leg as a 9-hour transit in Haneda from around 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. If faced with such a gap between flights, what would you do outside of the airport, and where would you go outside the airport, and what would you do? We're from the UK. Entering the country isn't an issue. I should add, we will already have spent 3 days in Tokyo on the way to Australia in December, so won't be complete noobs. Cheers, Belen. Sam. I mean, I would very much like to know how Sam is, you know, doing this. I don't know how he's allowed to do this, but clearly he may not even be allowed outside of the airport. So it may just be things to do inside of the airport in Haneda.
Well, he did say Christmas and New Year, so hopefully by the time he does turn up, things will be kind of back to normal.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. For some reason, I missed that. Yeah, so it is that, yeah. Hopefully he'll be able to attend. Have a nice shower. That's what I always do. I always get in really early in the morning. You get the really early flight, land about 5 or 6, get a shower at the airport. Then if you don't have to check into your flight, if you can't check into the hotel until about the afternoon, you'll have had a shower. Not a bad idea.
It's a solid idea, actually. And have you been to there's actually a capsule hotel called 9 Hours in the airport. Mm. Have you heard of this?
I've not, no.
9 Hours. I thought it'd be right up your street. It's just like a capsule hotel. Quite a nice one, albeit. And it's in the airport. The idea is you could sort of rock up there, have a quick shower, and then dive into a capsule before your flight. And they're really good. 9 Hours. Highly recommend it if you're traveling on a budget. But I don't know. So you arrive at 5 p.m. and you've got to leave at 2 a.m. And if you're coming into Haneda, it's about 45 to 50 minutes to Tokyo. So realistically, you probably arrive at 6 and you've got to leave at like 1 or something. So you've got like 6 hours. What would you do, Pete? 6 hours in Tokyo. Bit of dinner?
Get in town, have a few
Ichiran
drinks, karaoke, go to Ichiran, do some real life non VR ramen eating, and then F off again, I guess. Just
hop in
get
a taxi.
Nice and tanked up. Yes,
hop in a taxi.
Exactly.
Go to Tottori.
Go to the Tottori sand dunes. Miss your flight completely. Refuse to pay.
I think it'd be quite fun. It'd be quite a fun little challenge, actually. But get the train to Shinbashi or Hamamatsucho, and then just hang around Shinbashi area, which is like quite near to the station that you need to get to go to Haneda. And at Shinbashi, there's loads of restaurants. You literally go to a good izakaya, drop in, have some dinner, then maybe go to like a little bar. And then after that, you can go to karaoke, and you could probably still have 2 hours to spare. So do the Holy Trinity, izakaya, pub, and karaoke. That's my idea.
Fantastic.
But got one here from Bav, who says, to Chris and Pete, Bav from Birmingham in the UK. So, 2005, I booked a trip to Tokyo to visit a friend who was working in Aomori as an English teacher. I never took a holiday on my own, let alone to a country where a lot of people don't speak English. So this was a big thing for me. I'm not the smallest person in the world. I'm 6 foot and I'm Indian and around 17 stone. And I've got a beard, so I've got quite a few weird looks here and there. my friend took me to an Indian restaurant in Almory, and I have to say it wasn't the best, but being nice, I was like, oh, this is really good. And the owner looked like he had never seen another Indian before and was like, oh, shit, I think I'm going to have to bring out my A game here. We've got a real Indian in the house. I ended up having a chat with the owner and asked him what part of India he was from. And I told him what part my parents came from and that I was from the UK. My question is, I guess, with my experiences, do you think Japan will ever have more of a multicultural society, or do you think it will never happen and stay a homogenous country? When I got back to the UK, it was good to be home because it's just nice to see people being real, from the person not giving a shit about their job to just having a mixing pot of people. Don't get me wrong, I had a really good time and I'm planning to go back and see more. This experience has given me the confidence about taking a trip on my own again, and I discovered takoyaki, which are amazing. All the best with the channel and the podcast, Bav. Quite a few things to unpack there. Where to begin? I don't think Japan is going to really become a multicultural society. I think it's only like 1.5% of the population are not ethnically Japanese at the moment. And while immigration's going up, it's still not enough to really change the demographics of the country anytime soon. Of course, population's going down. But you ask most Japanese people and they would rather have the population of the country just shrink than replace huge swathes of the population with, immigrants and folks coming over and blending in with the country for all sorts of reasons. I think with the UK, because we basically took over the entire planet at one point, we seem to be obligated to have, we kind of had that kind of connection with the world, right? And everyone has come over, and it's worked out well, in my opinion. But in Japan, I guess historically they haven't really had that, given they were completely shut off until the 1850s, the mid 1800s. I don't know if it would work as well. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I think with certainly with Britain, I mean, it would be a bit rich for us to, rock up in every country in the world and create an empire and kill people and steal all of their shit and then go, you can't come in here, which that's why I find our immigration policy fucking baffling. But yeah, the Japanese, similar sort of situation, really. It's going to take a very, very long time and some difficult adjustments, I think, for a lot of Japanese people who are very, very warm and friendly. But you do sort of wonder what Japanese kind of nationalism, where that sits with a modern new century world, I suppose, a global world.
A global world.
A global world.
Yeah, I don't know.
I always trail off at the end of podcasts. I always sort of go, I say things like a global world. What does that even fucking mean?
I don't have a fucking clue. A global world. All I know is what I like. Oh, I don't like it, but I bought a book the other day about how it's a book that tells you how the UK has invaded or had a war with every country in the world, except about four countries. I think one of them was Andorra. In north, right. The nation north in the north of Spain.
And, still time, guys. TikTok.
I can't believe how we've had a war at some point with just about every country on earth. And it's a great book, and I highly recommend it. Can't remember what it's called. I'll bring it up for the next podcast, the start of the next one. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back to do it all over again on Sunday, guys. But for now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you on Sunday. Have a good one.
Peace.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.